Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Sogu has introduced a real-time translation search engine. Oppo is now the leading smartphone manufacturer in China, and South Korean technology brands move their focus towards video. Sogu has introduced an AI translation system to its Chinese language search engine. The new technology will allow Chinese users who cannot speak English to have a search query return results from English pages. This will allow those users to find and read content that will then be translated back into their native language for them, giving access to much more information on the web. Referred to as the Sogu Machine Translation Engine by the company's CEO, it's the first of its kind as it connects both search and real-time translation technology into one singular tool. Sogu's overseas search technology was tested on a range of criteria and was found to be more accurate with Chinese to English translation than Google and Baidu. The company has recently begun to step up its investment in AI products after setting up the Tiangong Institute of Artificial Intelligence Computing. Oppo became China's leading smartphone manufacturer for the first time in 2016. It beat competition such as Apple and Xiaomi, as well as its sister company Vivo, who also had a strong year. According to data company IDC, Oppo saw a year-on-year growth of 122% over the 12 months from January to December. Meanwhile, smartphone giants Apple and Xiaomi saw a fall in sales of 23 and 36% respectively over the same period. It's also been noted by some analysts that both Vivo and Oppo price their products well below Apple and use aggressive advertising campaigns, leading to predictions that they are set to become long-term major players in the market. The South Korean technology brands Naver and Kakao are looking to move into online video. Due to estimations from Cisco that 82% of internet traffic will be created by online video by 2020, the brands have each developed their own video platforms. Naver has recently introduced Naver TV, which allows users to access high-quality videos on both mobile and desktop devices. The company has also increased promotion of its broadcasting app Naver V Live, which has just launched new features, including the ability for users to use video filters and dual screen functions. Meanwhile, Kakao has rolled out its updated Kakao TV platform, which, like Naver TV, attempts to allow users to watch videos on both desktop and on mobile. The director of Kakao's video platform team said that the newly designed Kakao TV will become a highly competitive video platform with strong capabilities, which include video enjoyment and monetization. Amazon is reportedly looking for bricks and mortar shop locations in the center of London. In December, the company unveiled plans in the US to open Amazon Go shops that would enable consumers to enter shops, pick a product up, and leave without payment. The item would then be automatically be charged to their Amazon account. Currently, the only store operating is in Seattle and is not open to the public, only to Amazon employees. Reports of an apparent impending move to the UK comes from the Sunday Times, who announced that the company had begun searching for locations. This comes after registering a UK trademark for Amazon Go at the end of last year. And finally, Alibaba has recently opened a new office in Melbourne, Australia. Whilst this isn't the first office in the region, it aims to assist the 1,300 Australian businesses and 400 businesses in New Zealand who already work on the Alibaba Chinese e-commerce platform Tmall. The new office's new MD, Maggie Zhao, said that the company planned to use the new location to build an infrastructure that would assist regional businesses in expanding into other international markets. Meanwhile, Alibaba CEO Jack Ma has warned US President Donald Trump against ceasing trade across the Pacific. In his first executive order, President Trump withdrew the US from a trade deal with the 11 trans-Pacific countries, including Australia. In response, Ma said that if trade stops, war starts, arguing that the world needed global trade. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.